You'll know real when you get it. It will say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like a gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. All the hot girls make it pop, pop, pop. Bad bitches with the bag say,
ay, ay, ay. If he ain't talking about no money, tell him bye, bye, bye. And hello, hello. It's Brooke Vivard, and you're listening to the Naked Beauty Podcast. This episode is all about how to live your best hot girl summer this upcoming summer, summer 2021. I feel like we have all been in lockdown. We are all ready to go out, to have fun, to live our best lives, to pull out different looks, to get dressed up, to get out of those sweatpants, to try new makeup looks, new hair looks. I'm just excited about it all. So I invited some of the beauty editors that I really admire to come on the show and tell me their top tips for getting hot girl summer ready. Now for me, it's like my skin has to be exfoliated. So you guys already know I'm going to do my shea butter, brown sugar body scrub like every single day. It's about having your skin hydrated. So making sure you're using oils and nice moisturizers and products that really make your skin feel soft and supple and dewy. I'm all into cream makeup looks for summer, like no powder. Tower 28 has like the most amazing like cream cheek blush that's really pigmented and looks great even on my dark skin. I think sometimes it's hard to find cheek blushes that really like show up on darker skin. I love Tower 28. And they also have a cream bronzer that's fabulous. Lip gloss, I feel like summer is for lip gloss. I like a bold lip, like I love a lipstick in the summer, but that's more like fall winter vibes for me. So it's all about getting that right lip gloss. Lip gloss, I'm probably also going to go Tower 28. I love the Milky Lip Jelly collection. They have a shade called Almond and a shade called Cashew that I absolutely love. Concealer, you already know I'm doing my Kosas concealer all summer long. Sunscreen, you already know I'm doing my Super Goop. I'm either doing the Super Goop Daily Moisturizer or the Super Goop Unseen Sunscreen on days where I'm wearing lots of makeup. And I'm also reapplying my sunscreen every 2 hours. So for hair, I've been wearing my natural hair. I've been wearing like an afro, wash and go lately. And I actually just had a huge feature in Vogue Beauty. So definitely check that out. It was all about my hair. And it was so fun to shoot for that story. I will link to that in the show notes so you guys can look at all the pictures and read my interview. And yeah, it's kind of surreal that I'm being featured in Vogue, but it's all because of your support. So thank you, as always, for listening to me on this show and for following me on Instagram and all of the things. I am looking forward to trying some protective styles this summer. I've always wanted to do a kinky, straight, crochet braids look. So I will try to do that this summer. I'm working out again just because I want to feel really good going into the summer. And I find that working out is so good from a mental perspective. And it just like makes you feel better when you feel like you're getting stronger and more toned. For makeup, there are these amazing eye pigments from About Face Beauty that I'm going to start experimenting with more. About Face was one of those lines from a celebrity. It was a Halsey line. And I was like, I'm not sure about this. And then I tried those eye paints and I was like, wow. And they've just released some really bright colors. So I'm going to play with those this summer. And yeah, I'm just excited. I'm excited for summer. Are you guys excited for summer? I feel like this is going to be the best summer ever. This was such a fun conversation. I learned so much from these beauty editors. There is a tip on this episode about lip care that I have not stopped thinking about since I heard it. So I talked to Tahira from Teen Vogue. I talked to Christina from Women's Health Magazine. And I talked to Kayla from InStyle Magazine. All fabulous editors. I think you guys are going to love what they have to say. All right, let's get into it.
You'll know real when you get it. It will say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like a gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Okay, up first, you guys are going to hear from Kayla from InStyle, and she's going to give some of her top tips. Kayla Greaves, welcome to Naked Beauty. So happy to have you on.
I'm so happy to be here. Finally.
I know, finally. We've been talking about this for so long. So what is your current title?
I am the senior beauty editor at InStyle.com.
Wow. So summer is around the corner, and I feel like we all, like, especially for this summer, we're like vaccinated, we're ready to be outside. I feel like everyone is going to like really try to look their absolute best. So Kayla, I want to hear what you personally are doing to prepare for summer. Like, what are your like get hot girl summer ready tips and tricks? And then also like maybe some treatments or products that you've like been reading about that you think other people should try.
So I think for me personally, I have been eating like crap for a lot of this pandemic. And I think a lot of us have. And so I've just been a lot more mindful in these last few months, just about what I'm eating and what I'm putting into my body, because it shows up on your skin a lot of the time. Like, I've just been very conscious about what I'm putting into my body.
So I don't, Kayla, I have to interrupt you because we need to get specific, because I'm trying to eat healthier as well. I just got back from LA and no one, I had a meal with 8 carbs. They were like, no bread for the table, thank you. No dessert, thank you. And I was like, what? We don't eat carbs out here. And they're like, no, we don't. So like, I realized, okay, I need to cut back on the carbs. But specifically, like, what are you doing to make your diet healthier? Like, what are your go-to foods?
Yeah. So I don't have a ton of time to like eat a whole spread of vegetables every day. So I actually invested in a Vitamix. And I think if you have the money to splurge, they're actually having a spring sale right now. I don't know if it's still going on, but if you have the money to splurge on a Vitamix or just a really good blender, get one. So every single morning I will put like oat milk, mango juice, all types of frozen fruits, and then stick things like cucumber, avocado, spinach, and all of those things in there. And you honestly don't taste it. And I've just been noticing like my skin has felt a lot more glowier. I felt like I've had a lot more energy. And I just, you know, drink it as I go through my morning emails. And it's like, I have a gazillion servings of fruits and vegetables, and it's all done in one shot. And it actually is quite filling depending on what you put in there. Like, we all know avocado is a little bit filling, so that really helps. And it kind of keeps me set until lunch or dinner time or whenever, you know, I'm eating again. I still believe in indulging in food when you feel like it. Like, I don't believe in like cutting out all carbs. I love pasta. I love
the
bread.
The best.
I love all of those things. I don't think you should, you know, I mean, it's your personal choice what you want to do. I personally don't believe in cutting it all out. But I think like, just make sure that you're incorporating fruits and vegetables and all of those things into your diet, or at least having supplements or vitamins or all of those things, just to give yourself a balance. I'm a big believer in everything in moderation makes sense. Yeah. Another thing too, I've really simplified my skincare routine. So I've been using Dr. Barbara Sturm's foam cleanser. I've been using the Melee hyperpigmentation treatment that you kind of like shake up. It's like orange and red and you shake it up and it's been fantastic. Really? And then a vitamin C serum in the morning. I've been using one from Kiehl's as of late. I also love the one from Beauty Stat. And then at night, I just basically do a retinol, the hyperpigmentation treatment from Melee, and then a moisturizer. And obviously SPF during the day too. Just simplifying that. And I've been playing with makeup a lot more
before we get into your makeup. I just have to back up into the skincare. So yeah. you said that you have simplified your skincare routine. And I feel like I've been reading about this new trend of skin minimalism. So I, as a podcaster, as a, you know, small little podcaster, I get sent so many products. So I know, as a senior beauty editor at InStyle, you get sent probably, I don't know, 20 packages a day of like the best stuff, like the cream of the crop, the best creams, the best oils. I'm sure your beauty cabinet runneth over. So how do you invest in skin, like a simple skincare routine or skin minimalism, when you have access to so many great things?
Yeah, I think I'm just super specific about what I'm using, you know, and there's different products for different things, right? So like, let's say, for example, I'm having a breakout, then I might use a mask just in one part of my face. Or let's say, you know, Peter Thomas Ross just came with this new blackhead treatment, which I also think is fantastic. If I notice that my skin is just not looking great, or it's just looking a little bit dull, then I'll use that one night instead of like my, I'll use it after my cleanser, and then I won't do a retinol because it was already, I already did a treatment. Then I'll just do a moisturizer and just go to bed. So I try to incorporate different products and test different products based on what my skin is doing. But just generally speaking, like if my skin is okay, I'm not testing any new skincare at the moment, then I'll just kind of stick to just like my kind of bare minimum skincare routine. I found that it's actually really worked for me. And also too, I've just found that I don't want to spend like 30 minutes doing this at the end of the day when it's like, we're already so exhausted from just like this mundane routine that we've all gotten. I'm just like, I just want to do this and go to sleep.
I feel that. Now, I enjoy doing it because I think, especially as a mom, I'm like, okay, a moment for me, self-care time. So I like doing like the most when it comes to my nighttime skincare routine, but I get it. We're all busy. And so to prepare your skin for summer, other than wearing sunscreen, of course, is there anything special you do like to be like, okay, I'm going to be outside. The limbs are going to be exposed. Do you do any like special treatments to prepare yourself?
Well, if you haven't noticed, I've gotten extremely pale since being inside for over a year. Oh my gosh. What is the product called from Fenty Beauty? It's
a Sunstalker.
No, it's
the
not
bronzer.
It's the
Body Lava.
Yes, Body Lava. I will put that on. I still believe in that. I will use the Drunk Elephant Sunshine Drops. Love these. Fenty Body Lava. I love it. It just gives you like this really nice bronzy glow that is totally fake. And I am not a self tanner pro, so I'm not even going to go there.
It's interesting, Kayla, as a Black woman, I haven't heard a lot of Black women refer to themselves as pale, but you've referred to yourself as pale. And I've even learned about Black women doing self tanning, which I'm like, whoa, I didn't even know this was a thing. Have you ever tried it?
I have not done self tanning. Like, it was really a foreign concept to me when I started going to like, you know, like the Saint-Tropez meetings and all that type of stuff. Cause I was like, why would I tan? I'm a Black woman, da, 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 da. And then you spend a year not really being outside, and I'm already fair skinned to begin with. And then after a year, it's like, you know, it's like, dang, like I kind of need to get a little bit of sun. I need to get a color. but you know, the sunshine drops help. They give you a really nice glow, and they have an amazing formula, and it just helps to make you look, you know, a little bit glowier. And like, you love know, hopefully that. After this hot girl summer that we're all supposed to have, I can have a little bit more of like, you know, a sun-kissed glow. So
love it. And so you were about to talk about makeup products. So I want to hear about the makeup products that like you're experimenting with and excited to wear this summer.
You know what? It's all about lipstick for me. The fact that like we can now cautiously take off our masks is huge, because I was never really a huge eyeshadow girl. Like, I'm not the type of girl who's going to play with a bunch of eyeshadows. Like, maybe for a special occasion, I definitely love my eyebrows to be groomed and filled in and all of those types of things. But I'm very much so like a mascara and eyeliner kind of girl. And I found I've even kind of stopped doing eyeliner as much, but lipsticks is like really, really, really my thing. And so when we were all masked up, and I mean, we weren't going anywhere anyways, I was like, damn it. Like, you know, I can't even enjoy lipstick the same way I would. But now I'm just like, I want to put on everything. Right now I have on a Charlotte Tilbury lipstick, but Pat McGrath is literally my go-to. Yeah. And she just relaunched her liquid lipsticks, which are fantastic. They do not budge. I have still the original launch, which is like completely different packaging. And then I bought a backup one because I'm like, I don't know when she's going to take this out the vault again. And then she came back with Liquid Lust. And I think there's three shades of it now, I believe, or no, I think there's more, there may be more, but they're just so good. And I can't wait to just play around with lipsticks and colors and actually be able to like show them off this summer.
Yes, lipsticks for summer is like such a mood. And I think a lot of people get intimidated about wearing lipstick color. Like they get intimidated about wearing bold color. What's your advice for people that are just like dipping their toe into the lipstick waters?
You got to just do it. You got to just do it. Like, just do it. Like, you know what? Don't even do it for anybody else. Or maybe don't even do it when you're going out. Just do it for yourself. Like, just someday just wake up and just put on a lipstick and just see how you like it. See how it feels. I mean, lipstick just makes me feel, I don't know, it kind of makes me feel like powerful without sounding corny, but I just love it. It's just such like a power piece of makeup.
I totally agree. And so what are we doing with our hair this summer? Like what are you going to be in braids? What's the move?
I actually started putting in braids at the top of the year because I'm like, I don't want to go through weekly wash days when I'm in a pandemic and I don't know when it's going to end. Let me just let my hair be and let it grow down to my butt. I think I may take my braids out this summer. Like I think I'm going to do one more set of braids and then probably take them out and just let the curls curl. And, you know, play around my hair, especially because we're going to be outside now. Like I love big, huge, natural hair, fluffy curls, you know, brushed out curls, afros. I think it's so beautiful. I love a good, you know, tall pineapple. I love when I see black girls with like the two afro puffs, just like doing creative things with their hair. It's just so cute.
Yes. I think those styles are so cute. And even some of the like, the styles that I did when I was like a little girl, like when I was like 8 years old, I like look at now and I'm like, these were cute. Like I need to bring these down.
Right? I can't believe there was ever a point when I didn't like my hair. Like now that I have like decolonized my mind, like I look back and I'm like, damn, I can't believe I ever spent time hating my hair or trying to get it or forcing it to do things that it just didn't want to do because it wasn't made to do that.
Exactly. And you see everything. So like, what are the kind of trends or things that we should be aware of that are coming up this summer that have been like kind of really heating up or people are, you know, in your inbox talking about?
People are still playing with eyes a lot, but I think we're going to be seeing a lot of kind of like the glowy golden hour sunset kind of eyes, like Barry Zendaya a la Oscars. I think that's very cute. I think we're going to be seeing a lot of negative space liner soon. I've been seeing a lot of like 60s trends / 70s trends come back, both in clothing and in beauty. Like I think we've seen a lot of nail art designs too that are kind of like literally like groovy nail art designs, you know, like browns and yellows and a lot of those kind of like 70s, 60s colors that we saw. So I think there's a lot of retro looks that are coming back. Even flared jeans, corduroys are coming back. Like supermodels are wearing them. Bella Hadid is wearing them. So I think we're going to be seeing all of those kinds of things replay in beauty too. And also like big fluffy disco hair. Like there's been this trend on TikTok of the girls doing kind of like the flipped out.
Like a Farrah Fawcett.
Yes. And then they, you know, go back, come back out again. It's just like this gorgeous, like Donna Summer hair. And I'm so here for that.
Yeah. I love that. I think the 70s was such a great like moment for beauty and fashion. So I'm like excited to see it again. Yes. What about like body treatments? Is there anything you do? Do you do like lymphatic drainage massage or like any specific like spa treatments that like really make you feel great for summer?
I actually haven't gotten anything at all since I've been very much in my home type of thing. But, you know, there's a lot of people who are doing M-Sculpt Neo to kind of make up for not being as active.
Okay. Break down what M-Sculpt is to me because I think I know what it is, but just like remind me.
So basically it works out your muscles for you essentially. So it's like if you get it on your butt, it's like doing squats for you, like contracting those same muscles essentially.
You have to go somewhere to like be like have this device strapped onto you. It's not something you do at home. Okay.
Yeah. And then also people are doing Cool Sculpting, which basically freezes the fat, kills the fat cells like on their stomach area, wherever they you know, feel like they have excess fat that they
and
want.
Everyone I've spoken to who has done Cool Sculpting says it is a big scam and waste of money. Everyone I've talked to has said that. So, but I don't know about M-Sculpt. M-Sculpt I've heard about and it seems really intense. You tried it?
Well, I have not tried M-Sculpt. I've heard that it can be painful. Like it feels like you worked out basically. But you know, yeah, it's going to be an interesting summer in terms of treatments. I think for me, I personally just want like a 60-minute deep tissue massage. Like I have been working from my couch for a very, like my couch is my office. And I'm like, I just need like completely just like just work your way into my body, like just, you know, fix all of my muscles. I'm sure I have like a million and one knots. I'm sure my posture is completely like messed up. I just need that to like feel refreshed and like, okay, I'm ready to like go outside, go out dancing if that's going to be a thing this summer. Maybe we'll do parties in the park. But yeah, I just feel like I need like a total path realignment.
I feel that. Okay, Kayla, this has been great hearing from you, your tips. Any final tips to get ready for Hot Girl Summer?
Get vaccinated so you can enjoy it. That's get great. Vaccinated so you can enjoy it. All the hot girls are getting vaccinated. And just do anything that just makes you feel good. If being waxed makes you feel good, do that. If you want to get a treatment, if you want to get a chemical peel and then, you know, hide for a week at home and come back out with a new, you know, shed off all your old skin and come out with new skin, do that. Just do what's going to make you feel good. We have literally been through a year and change of hell. Do what makes you feel good. Do what makes you feel hot. Do what makes you feel most confident and just enjoy the summer as best as we can.
Yay. I love that. Next, we're going to get into what Christina had to share for her hot girl summer tips. I am joined by Christina Ridolfo. Is that the correct pronunciation?
Yes, that is.
I love that last name. Is it what kind of last name is that? Is it like Italian? No.
No. It's weird because it sounds Italian, but it's not. So my parents are from the Philippines and my dad, that's my dad's last name. And so he is from an island called Catanduanes. And that name is only popular on that island. It's very interesting. They call it the Ridolfo clan. I think it comes from like centuries ago, someone from Spain, but I don't actually know.
Interesting. Well, you are the beauty director of Women's Health magazine.
Yeah.
I'm always loving your beauty recommendations that you share on your Instagram. I'm really excited to hear your tips for how to live your best hot girl summer life and like what you personally do to prep for summer, summer skin, summer makeup, summer hair. I want to hear it all.
It's funny because last week I had a full week off of PTO, but I stayed local in the city and I took advantage of that time to just go to all the beauty appointments that I haven't been to for a year. And so my first stop was a manicure, getting a nice manicure because I had been doing DIY manicures all the last year and I'm pretty good at it myself, but I feel like there's nothing that beats going into a salon, getting pampered and getting a nice gel manicure with nail art. So
it's pretty.
I'm showing you right now, but there's a like negative space, pink and gold. And I feel like that was just such a treat. So I definitely am going to be returning to nail salons, getting pedicures. That's what I miss the most, honestly, more than any other beauty treatment.
I know, because it's so hard to do yourself at home.
It is, and it's not the same. So definitely getting manicures. I went to Paintbox for this one. And another thing that I did was go and get a facial, which I also haven't done in over a year. That was an experience.
So can I ask you, as a beauty editor, I know you get invited to do a lot of things. Do you have to pay for these beauty treatments, or they just treat you?
No. So they're usually comp, but then you pay for a gratuity.
Right. Okay. That's nice.
Yeah. It's such a nice perk. Oh my gosh. I'm so grateful every time. I'm like, really me? And it's nice because I get to, you know, when people ask me for recommendations for where to go, I could tell them where to go and, you know, how much it costs and all those things. So, and I always ask people for their budgets too. So if you're looking for like, you know, the $60 facial, I can tell you that too.
So what's the good inexpensive facial?
So there's a spot called Glow Bar. They have two locations. One of them is in Tribeca. That's the one that I've been to. And I really like them. It's $65 for a facial. And I think it's membership based. So it's kind of like being at Chill House, the massage and manicure place where you're a member and you get all those perks. And it's kind of like you go every month. And I think that that is something that I've been aiming to do more, like have a regular esthetician that I see for my skin, just because I am like wanted to invest in my skin more. And so like having like a steady esthetician that I can go to like monthly is something that I've been wanting to do. So Glow Bar is a place that you can go for that. And they do such an amazing job and have all the modalities of, you know, lasers and steam and all the LED lights and all the treatments.
Okay. Because I feel like it's so hard to pick what facial to do. So between like steam and LED, and then what's the other one where they like purge your skin and do, what's it called? Oh my gosh.
Those extraction. Are called extractions. So in every good facial will have an extraction. If a facial doesn't have an extraction, I feel scammed.
Okay.
I'm just like, wait, no, you need to purge my skin, especially because I have really oily skin. So the T-zone area definitely gets clogged up with blackheads, and I don't trust myself to do my own extractions at home. And I know every dermatologist out there will be like, don't even try. So I love going to a professional to get an extraction. But for me, what I'm looking for in a facial is typically, it depends on what my skin needs at the time. But lately, what I love is like a microcurrent treatment where they use like, you know, low grade electrical stimulation to really contour your face and make those cheekbones pop and, you know, your jawline stand out. So that's something that I love because the estheticians, they have like the real good machines.
So how do you feel about like New Face and the at-home microcurrent treatments? Do you like those?
I do. So a lot of people ask me about facial tools frequently, you know, between jade rollers, gua sha, or other facial rollers. And I actually don't really use any of those, but I do use New Face because I find that it actually has amazing results for myself. But the trick is you have to be really consistent with it. And that's the hard part. Like I've seen people have amazing results from using it every day, but I don't know who has time, to do that.
I know. And you have to like get it out and charge it. It's like, it's a production, but I do like it. So what about at-home facials? Is there any product that you think, I'm seeing your like little beauty cabinet behind you. You've got amazing stuff.
let me show. This is my little...
I'm seeing like La Mer. Incredible. So what is your like go-to at-home like facial treatment?
So I'm a huge fan of Rene Rouleau skincare. Yeah. Are you familiar with Rene Rouleau?
I am familiar with Rene Rouleau and I've tried a lot of her products address breakouts. And I find that I don't really have a lot of breakouts, but I have tried her cleanser, which I really love. But I haven't tried they sent me like a detox mask for like blemishes, which I haven't tried yet. But do you like their products?
Yeah. So what I like to do when I'm at home is, so I have a Dr. Dennis Gross facial steamer. I like to steam my face and that just really feels really nice and centering, you know, you're just like, you can't look at your phone because it's going to steam up. So like, you have to just be present, get the steam in your face. And then, after cleansing my face, and then I like to use the triple berry smoothing peel from Rene Rouleau. And I follow that with a detox mask. And I feel like those two for me are like a 1-2 punch. You know, each one is maybe only 5 minutes long, or the detox mask, I could go for 10, 20 minutes if I'm feeling it. And then I'll just follow that with just facial massage. You know, I feel like facial massage is where it's at. I get so much jaw tension, cheek tension, forehead tension. Like, you know, you don't even realize how much tension you're holding in your face, especially as somebody who works from home and stares at a screen all day. Oh boy, I definitely need that.
Yeah, that's so real. And moving on to makeup a little bit, because we kind of covered skincare. I feel like you always have great lip product recommendations and everyone needs like a good lip gloss for summer. So like, what are your go-to glosses for summer?
My favorite lately has been the Ilia Balmy Gloss Tinted Lip Oil.
Okay, I haven't tried it.
These are amazing. I'm a huge fan of Ilia, period. I feel like all their products are so lightweight and perfect for summer, especially when you don't really want to wear something that feels super heavy or super full coverage. So I love this because it's just a slight tint and it feels very, very nourishing on your lips. I also really like, of course, the Fenty Gloss Balm.
Oh, classic.
Classic. I feel like I keep going back to it because yeah. I try a lot of different lip glosses, but that's the one. I feel like nothing beats it.
It's literally perfect and it's so universally flattering and just the consistency. I love that product.
Yes. I recently tried out the Rare Beauty Balm, which is a lip gloss. And this is a shade called Nearly Neutral. And I find that it's so perfect for my lip color, like my natural lip color. And that's kind of what I like in a gloss. Like I don't like something that deposits too much color, especially if, you know, I don't know. In the summer, I tend to go less bold lip, more neutral lip and more glossy, balmy, just, you know, natural glowiness. Is that even a word? Glowy? Oh,
we're in the beauty world. Of course it's a word.
That's a word. Yeah. So I find that I want something that's a lot more you know, neutral. And this gloss from Rare Beauty has been good. I was actually really impressed with Rare Beauty because I'm very skeptical of celebrity lines. Always.
Yeah, same.
I'm always like, do we need this?
But like, Rare Beauty, and you know what's also really good from them? Their cheek, their blush is really good. I was very impressed.
It's so good. I recently tried that as well, and it was such a surprise to me because, again, I feel like I'm always so skeptical of celebrity lines. So whenever something's actually amazing, I'm like, whoa, that one I love, and I probably will be using a lot in the summer also because I love the way that it melts into your cheeks. Just like looks very natural.
So nice. So what beauty looks are you looking forward to doing this summer?
I am looking forward to getting lash extensions.
Okay. I have to talk to you about this, Christina, because I find lash extensions so addicting. And also I feel like my lashes like kind of get damaged in the process. I know it's all about going to the right person, but I also find that like I get them and I love the way my eyes look and then I have to get them again.
So I am definitely someone who gets addicted to lash extensions. I didn't do them all last year because having someone, you know, I wasn't doing any beauty services because having someone so close to your face like that was a little bit risky. So I, at one point, would have lash extensions for a year and I was going consistently every single 2 weeks getting refills. Wow. It's time consuming. It's such a commitment. So that's the one con, but like the way that you look, and it's just, I find that it makes me wear less makeup just because I look done in a way, like slightly glam, but don't have to put anything on my face. So with lash damage, I definitely feel that because my natural lashes are quite short and thin. And I feel like doing lash extensions for a period of time isn't great for them. But what I use is a serum from Talika Paris.
Oh,
have you heard of it? So it's an eyelash serum. And so what I do is even with my lash extensions, I'll just use that every night at the base of my lashes so that my natural lashes can still get some nourishment, even if I'm putting them through a lot.
I love that. And as a beauty editor, you see so many things. You kind of know what trends are coming before the rest of us like get to experience the trends. So looking ahead to summer 2021, like I feel like more people are going to be outside. We're all vaccinated.
Yes.
It's like a whole new vibe. Like, where do you see beauty trends going?
I feel like people are going to be majorly peacocking this summer and I can't wait to see it. I know that I'm definitely more of like a low-key beauty person, but there's also a side of me that's very like glam, and I'm a Leo. That's my astrological sign.
Yeah. I'm a Leo too. What's your birthday?
July 30.
Okay, we're close. I'm August 3rd. August 3rd.
So close. Yeah. Leos are the best, period. So I think that because of that, there's also a side of me that loves being super glam and like going all out with the glitter, with the liners that are different colors and all of that. So I can't wait to see people. I think that what we saw from the last year was a lot of eye makeup just because everyone was wearing a mask. So they love to use their eyes as like a canvas for double wings or white liner or graphic liner or rhinestones or glitter. Or, you know, I saw some beautiful watercolor, you know, eyeshadow styles on Instagram recently that I was really impressed by. And I think we're going to see more of that for sure. I think that people are going to be wearing their hair in so many fresh ways that I can't even predict right now, just because people are so excited to be going out and seeing people. Last year, I think converted everybody to minimalism and kind of just like doing the least. And so this summer, I think it's going to be the summer of doing the most.
Yes, I absolutely love that prediction. And do you have any kind of confidence tips for people that want to pull off or try new beauty looks this summer?
Well, I hope that people have a newfound confidence after the last year of being at home mostly. You know, like I think there's nothing to lose. We all know collectively and understand how precious life is and how we can't take for granted being able to go out, breathe, you know, see friends, hug family, go out, celebrate your birthday. I feel like because of that experience, everybody should just go all out. Like, don't hesitate. If you look weird, whatever. It's makeup or it's something that you can always change. And that's the fun thing about beauty. It's like, it's a look or a feeling that you can try on for a minute, you know? And then if it's not your vibe the next day, then you just change. That's
yes.
It.
Yes, I love this advice. Any parting advice for people wanting to live their best hot girl summer this year?
Ooh, I love this question so much because hot girl summer can mean so many different things, right?
Yes, it definitely can.
I think one of the biggest pieces of advice I would give is to date yourself. Go on dates with yourself. Spend a lot of time. I know that we're all sick of being alone and not seeing people, but while you're being social with people, also take time for yourself to do things that you enjoy, like go out to eat by yourself. I feel like that is so fun and people don't do that. Get a glass of wine, go run or do a workout that you love. Do these things in solitude so that you can really connect with yourself. Because I think that when we have really social lives, which is what I'm predicting we all will have, sometimes we get really lost, you know, and we forget to connect with ourselves. So I definitely had that pre-pandemic where I had such a booked calendar that I never made time for myself. I was constantly working, constantly going to beauty events and functions. And that is so much fun. But I realized after lockdown happened that I hadn't spent a lot of time alone for a way too long. So over the last year, I've prioritized dating myself, and I feel like it has just boosted my confidence times 100.
Yes. Wow. I felt that deeply. That is beautiful advice, Christina. We will end on that note. Thank you so much for your wisdom.
Thank you so much, Brooke.
And last but not least, Tahira from Teen Vogue to round us out. I am joined by Tahira Hairston of Teen Vogue. Thank you so much for being on Naked Beauty.
Yeah, I'm super excited. I love this show.
Thank you. Well, we need to get your title. We met at the Teen Vogue Summit, which was so much fun, by the way. I feel like what an outing. I miss outdoor gatherings like that. What is your title at Teen Vogue and how long have you been there?
My title is Fashion and Beauty Director, and I've been there for about 2.5 years now.
Oh my gosh. How are you getting ready for this summer 2021? Because I feel like everyone's excited. So what are the things you're doing to get hot girl summer ready?
What am I doing? I feel like one of the biggest things for me last year was really like honing in on my wardrobe. Like that's one of the things I've been doing. So like really like, I feel like I had this, like, I guess I'm older now and I feel like I shop more with a purpose. And before I would just be like, let's get that, let's get this, let's get that. And now I feel like I'm really building like a grown ass woman wardrobe. So it's been like really buying those like staple dresses, staple swimsuits that I think is just gonna like really matches my personal style.
What are staple swimsuits? What's like the swimwear we all need to have this summer?
I love a really good like one piece. Like Jade Swim has some really good ones, and they like, there's like ones that are like more cut out, and then there's other ones that are more so like just like one strap. I feel like because you could wear it like, say you go to the beach or say you go to like a rooftop thing or something, and then you want to go to dinner after, all you have to do is like have the one piece, throw in some slacks, your sandals, and your dinner ready. Like you don't have to like go get all redone again. So that's why I really like one pieces. And then also I'm really into like string, like a skimpy kind of one piece where it's like a string. That's like it, kind of like a thong. I feel like thongs are like in,
yeah,
they're coming back.
Okay. Like, but I have to say, as a 31-year-old new mom, I need swimsuit bottoms that cover my butt, and they do not exist anymore. Everything is like a string. I'm like, is there any full coverage bottom on the market? I'm looking and I can't find it.
No, I feel like in the last like 2 years, it's been all about like skimpy thong bottoms, which I'm into, but also that's why I love a one piece or like a high waisted as well. Cause I feel like you'd still like have the high cut, but then your butt's covered. Cause I definitely feel like I'm still a little self-conscious about like, unless I'm like on vacation where I don't know people, but like, I don't know if I'm like going to the beach at Rockaway with like my thong bikini. I don't know. Like, I don't know.
Too much attention.
Yeah.
What skin prep are you doing? And specifically, I want to get into like body skin prep because I feel like it's summertime. Like you want to be moisturized. You want to be luminous. You want your skin to be like soft and supple. So like, what do you do to get your body ready from a skincare perspective?
I've been doing a bunch of baths. Like I'll do like a bath per week just to like relax my skin and my body. I love doing that. It just makes me feel relaxed. And I really like just like giving that time to my body. I feel like a lot of the time with body care, like it's not forcing you, but you're kind of like looking at your body and like really like loving on your body. Cause I don't do that every day. I'm not like giving myself a hug, but when I'm like moisturizing, like that makes me just feel a lot more comfortable in my skin. So when I am wearing like this thong bikini, I'm like, oh, I love my body. But yeah, I think like baths, I definitely think like scrubs, like True Botanicals has this scrub that I really love. It's like a sugar scrub or something. So I try to scrub like with like a physical scrub, like maybe twice a week. And then like the rest of the week, I'll try to use this like little glove that I have. I exfoliate my body a lot, actually, more than
that's
my
great.
I just, I feel like I exfoliate my body all the time.
I'm sure your skin is really soft.
Yeah. So it's really soft. And then I love like a shea butter moment. In the summertime, I love body oils because I feel like sometimes with fragrance, like I don't always want to wear like a summer fragrance, but if I do, like I have this like Hinoki body oil that just smells good and then it like rubs off on your clothes. And then if you add a scent, I feel like for me, summer is about layering. So I do the Hinoki body oil, you smell that. And then I'll do like a hair mist. I really love like that with my braids. And then I'll do like one little like spray on my legs or something. And then I just smell like a like.
Love. Wait, what hair mist do you use? Drop the brands. Cause I don't think I have a good hair mist.
It's called Frederick Malle. They have like this hair.
Love. You're fancy.
I do love a good fragrance. And then
Frederick Malle. Okay.
Byredo has this like spray with whey. I think that's how you say it.
O-U-A. Another fancy brand. Yeah. Okay. I'm getting so price kind of point. I'm getting your vicinity.
That's what I love. I'm like, I smell amazing. Yeah. And so you just smell good. You roll in your sheets when you get home, you smell good. Like
yes.
Your clothes. So that's kind of what I'm doing for body prep.
Yes. And the Byredo hair fragrance, they call it hair perfume, is about $78. But I will say I do have one. I think that I have the Gypsy Water one, and it lasts a long time, like a very long time.
Yeah, because you don't need that much in your hair.
You don't need that much in your hair. And it's great with braids. I haven't done it on my like natural afro, but I have sprayed it on my braids and it does smell really amazing. I love this tip. Great tip.
Yeah,
okay.
I love it. Yeah.
What about like skincare for your face? Are you doing anything with your nails? Are you doing any like different makeup this summer? Like what's the vision?
Yeah. So the vision this summer is kind of just like dewy. Like I really want like a nice, like super dewy. Like there's this brand called Say, I think I'm pronouncing.
Yeah. I love Say. Their super glowy gel is amazing.
Yeah. And they have like this dew blush. I really want to do like a really nice rosy blush this summer with like a very, like, I don't really do a lot of foundation in the summer. So like for me in the summer, it's really about keeping up with my skincare routine because it's too hot to do foundation. Like I'll do it if I'm going out to dinner or like, not during the day though. Like I'm not going to come to like a rooftop situation or a brunch or anything with like makeup because I'm just going to be hot. But if I am doing dinner at night, it's a little cooler. I'll do like a skin tint rather than like a full on foundation. So in the summer, I really do try to like keep, like make sure I'm washing my face before bed, doing like my mask per week. And then also just like really moisturizing and make sure I take care of my lips. It's like a big one. Cause I feel like for some reason, my lips get dry in the summer. Done, but they get so dry.
What's your go-to lip care?
Okay, so I think I learned this from Charlotte Parler, who I love.
She's just been on the podcast. We love
her. I love her. She's great. Just like, so what I've been doing is kind of like, I'll do like it's the brand Bite, I think has like a lip scrub that I'll use. But then when I'm doing my skincare stuff, minus like retinol or any kind of exfoliation, but when I'm doing my serum, I'll make sure I'm putting it on my lips too. And then when I'm doing my moisturizer, I'll put it on my lips and then I'll seal it with an oil. And then I'll put like a Vaseline or like a thicker thing, like lip overnight.
Wow. Okay. So you're putting your serum, your oil, and your moisturizer on your face, on your lips too.
Yeah, exactly. So just so they have that care.
Brilliant.
Yeah. So like, that's what I really, and so in the summer, I only wear like Tower Beauty or no, Tower 28.
Tower 28. We love.
Love. So I love their, and a Dior lip glow oil. Those are my two, like just like glossy looks. So I love like a really like rosy pinky blush, a matte lip, doing my brows and my eyelashes. Those are like my two main things. So I get my eyebrows done like every 4 months. Cause I like
you have great brows.
So I get them done every 4 months and then I'll just pencil them in like every day or when I feel the need to. So that's kind of like my face thing. And then I'll do like, I just think for the summer, it's about like, I'll do like a heavier cream at night and then during the day, I'll do a gel moisturizer. And then if my skin's feeling a little dry, I'll put like a little bit of oil over that. But I try to like keep it light during the day and then pile on at night.
I totally get it. So when you think about being out and about and being in the sun, is there anything you do to like prepare yourself for summer? Like for me, it's definitely like upping the exfoliation. Are there any like treatments you get, or is there like anything you do, whether it's like a hair treatment, like, is there anything you do to like really get ready for your summer moment?
Well, I love to just keep my, like, I like trying new braid styles all the time. So like I have like in my little Instagram save, like all the styles I want to try for the summer.
Yes.
Like, right now I'm doing like a short little bob. And then after this, I kind of want to do longer. And then another style I want to do is like bigger. So I have all my braid styles that I want to do for the summer.
I love that. I feel like I've been wearing my hair just in like my afro for like the longest time. My hair always changes, but for some reason lately I like haven't changed it. And I'm like, summer's coming up, like start figuring out what is the hair look? And what about like body, like anything you do, like do you get like special massages or anything like that?
Okay. So recently for Valentine's Day, I took myself to, what's the spa at Greenwich Hotel? I don't know. I think it's
like, oh, it's like a Japanese name.
Yeah.
So it's amazing.
I did this like body scrub, like they scrub my body and wrap my body in the massage. And I decided that that's my new ritual, or at least like every quarter I get that massage. Cause I was like, wow, cause I've never had like a body, like I've had massages before, but I've never had like a full body treatment. And my body felt like literally like I do like, you know, my little scrub in the shower, like that's cute. But when you're getting it like done professionally, it feels amazing. So I think like that's one. I also love doing like a brow lift and a lash lift in the summer, just because then I like don't even need to wear mascara for a couple weeks, because the lash lift, like you look fine without it. We don't have it right now, but
oh, I love it. You are really like a luxury beauty girl. Like you like the bougie treatments, you like the expensive products. You're like, I need a lash lift, I need a brow lift. Like you are, but I love it. I love it.
I am a really bougie beauty, because I'm like, once I find stuff that I like and it's easy, I'm just like, cool, I'm sticking with, I don't really like to like change it. I'm like, this works for me, this is what I'm going to do. Like I found my hairdresser, I found my brow girl, like cool word, that's it.
Yeah. So wait, so do you laminate your brows? And everyone I know is doing brow lamination now. And I'm like, what is it?
I've done brow lamination. Just mine are already kind of like thick. Like they don't need, I like the brow lift because it kind of just like makes your lashes, your eyelashes look. It's kind of like, the way I describe it is like a deep condition / like brow perm.
Oh, interesting.
That's how I feel like it is. And I ended up buying some for at home just to see if I can do it at home. I haven't tried it yet, but basically it's like kind of like doing a deep conditioning your, because you don't really like, you're not doing like a moisturizing treatment on your brow. So it kind of does that for you. And so then your eyebrows are really like thick and your hair is really like clean and it just makes it look thicker. So I do that. I haven't done brow lamination. When I was in LA, I went to this place called Strike Beauty.
Okay. No.
We do like a feathered brow moment and that's really nice, but I haven't done brow lamination, but I'm open. I love doing stuff with my brows.
Yeah, you try it and report back. And it's interesting that you mentioned the lash lift or lash tint, lash lift, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I have noticed, I'm sure you have noticed as well, everyone has these big fake eyelashes now. And I feel like I was doing like eyelash extensions like a long time ago and I stopped doing it for two reasons. One, I think it does make your natural eyelashes fall out. And two, I think you get so conditioned and used to seeing your eyes with lashes that then when you don't have them, you somehow think you like aren't as beautiful. And I was like, I don't like this addiction cycle I'm creating.
No, I also agree. Cause then when you don't have them, you're like, what's wrong with my face? Like you just
right.
Look different. Like I don't, yeah, no. And then also I wear contacts. So I'm always just like weird about stuff getting in my eyes. But I do, I like lashes for like a special event, but I don't know if I'm like, cause everyone is wearing like the big, big lashes right now, but I like lash lifts cause it's just kind of like your lashes, but just like lifting them up a little bit more. So it's like, you still look like yourself, but it's like, if you got a really good mascara and you never washed it off, that's kind of what lash lifts are.
Okay. Now I want to try this.
Yeah. I'm like, it's kind of like that. So you still look like yourself, but it looks like if you use a really good mascara and it will be able to stay on for 2 weeks.
I love that. Yeah. And talk me through your like approach to mani-pedis in summer. Cause that's like a big part of our beauty routines in summer. I feel like in the winter you can get away with like a pedicure once a month, every 6 weeks, maybe you can push it, but summer it's like toes out.
Yeah, toes out. And I feel like last year was so hard for me, like trying to do like the at-home pedicure.
Oh,
I was like,
not the same.
Even if you buy all the tools, it's not the same. I was like,
especially for a bougie beauty girl like you, you were not feeling it. You were like, you know what? I need to dip my toes into some water and have someone do these feet because I am not.
I bought all the things. I was like, this just isn't for me. But I think with pedicures, I try to do one like twice a month is like good for me. And then so when I went home to Michigan, I went to my mom's pedicure lady. And she basically was like, because I hadn't had my toes done in forever, she like played my feet. Your feet are so rusty. But anyway, she basically told me that like at night, just to keep your feet super soft, that you should every other day try to use a like a, not, you know, the file for your feet.
Yes, yes, like a callus file. Like
a callus file, use that before. She basically was like, a lot of people try to do it when they're in the shower, but you should use it before you get in the shower and then wash your feet. And then after you come out, put like a thick, like butter or cream on it. And so I've been doing that and my feet have been really soft. So I really like doing that. And just she was like, whatever, if you use like a thicker cream for your feet than your body, she's like, lotion doesn't, like regular lotion isn't great for your feet because your feet need something like a balm, like a shea butter kind of thing.
So what do you use on your feet?
I like Hana
Beauty.
Yeah, Hana Beauty. I also like Buddha. Like they have a good shea butter. Those are my two. And then I've been recently trying this like skim balm that I like as well. So those are my go-to kind of like feet moment. I'll do that and then I'll put an oil on it, go to bed.
Wow. So wait, you do a shea butter and then an oil on your foot?
Yeah, I'll do that. Not every day.
Okay. And then a sock?
Some like I will want to put on a sock, but then I don't because then the cotton kind of like takes out the moisture.
Interesting.
And then also I'm like, I'll take them off. I'll be like tossing and turning and I wake up with no socks on.
Okay. I love this. I'm going to like definitely pamper my feet tonight. You have inspired me.
Yeah. I love a pamper.
What else do you do to get ready for like your best summer?
I've been doing like Pilates, which is great. I mean, just to get my like, I don't know. I just like doing it. It's nice. It's both for like just getting my body together, like in a way that like I feel good about it, but also just like nice to be like moving myself. And I feel like I like Pilates because it's like you're forced to concentrate and it's not like a lot of pressure. Like it is pressure, but like the way that you get better is like by adjusting your body rather than like feeling like you need to like lift a lot of weights or do a lot of reps or something. So I like it in that way.
I feel like you have amazing gold jewelry and I love gold jewelry in the summer. I think it's like such a pretty look. Have you always been like a gold jewelry girl? Is that like your go-to?
Yeah, I have like so many pairs of gold earrings. I love, that's my like, if I'm like have my gold earrings on and like my gold necklaces, I know that like I could like that's like my like, yeah, I'm like, okay, I'll be cute today. I have on my gold earrings.
Yes.
So gold earrings are definitely my summer go-to. And then just like any kind of like gold anklet, any of that, I think. And then I love like a bronzer. Like I'll do like a bronzer on my face. Like I'll put some on my shoulders and then I'll shave my legs. because in the wintertime, I'm like, no one's seeing me. So I don't care.
Right.
In summer, I'll actually shave.
I know. And you know, I have actually never waxed. I've never been a waxing girl. I one time in my life got a Brazilian wax and I said, never again.
I'm also not a wax girl. I'm a like, I like shave just because, and I feel like I'll like use like some stubble cream in case there are ingrown hairs, but I just don't like the pain.
No.
I don't like, I'd rather have a little stubble than like cry.
Exactly. And what's your go-to razor?
I really like Flamingo's razor.
Same.
And I've been wanting We to the People's razor, but it's always sold out. So yeah.
Yeah. I haven't tried that one, but I think the Flamingo razor is great.
Yeah. I like Flamingo a lot. And then I also like, what shave cream do I? Oh, I love F. Miller shave cream.
F. Miller. I've never heard of that.
Yes. F. Miller skincare. It's like a shave oil.
Ooh.
And it smells impeccable. And it's just like, it's just like an oil, you put it on and then it's like a nice little shave and your skin feels smooth after. I love it. It's great.
Okay. I love it. So before we conclude, what is your parting advice for people wanting to live their best hot girl summer?
I would say just like making sure you're doing things that make you feel good. So like I said, like whether you're taking a bath, scrubbing your skin, like doing a mask, and then same with your clothes. Like you don't need to like follow the trends or like feel like you need to wear a certain kind of bikini. Just like making sure that you feel good is like, to me, because hot girl summer is really confidence. So like you're gonna feel like your best self when you're like in your best outfit, your gold jewelry, your you know, like feeling good about your like skin texture and all of that. So I definitely think just like leaning into what feels good is my best hot girl summer advice.
Hey, I love that. Well, thank you so much for being on.
Thank you.
And I'll share where people can follow you and all of that good stuff in the show notes.
Hey, I'm excited. Thank you so much. Don't get mad, ho.
All right, guys, I hope you absolutely loved that episode. It was so fun to speak to all of them. Remember to follow me at Brooke Duvart on all platforms. Follow Naked Beauty Planet on Instagram to be part of the community. And yeah, thank you so much for listening to the show. Don't get mad, ho. Get a bag, ho.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.